علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance. And we are using the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, various sermons that are there that actually speak about various different topics and very important ones. But this is one of those important topics, the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance. The world wants to know, what does Islam have to say? What the Imams have to say regarding Islamic governance? How is an Islamic system? What are the main, foundational principles of Islamic political system and Islamic governance? And Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned various different, issues of this kind in various different parts of Nahjul Balagha. And one of those sermons where he discusses partly this important topic is the sermon number 147 in this very powerful and great book called Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon mentions certain prophecies, certain things that will happen in the future. And as I said previously, we can actually witness some of those things in this day and age. Amongst those things that he mentions, he says, is that وَلَا فِي الْبِلَادِ شَيْءٌ هُوَ أَنْكَرَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. There will be nothing in the cities, in the countries, more ignored, more disliked, more, unappreciated than good deeds, than what is good and what is correct. وَلَا أَعْرَفَ مِنَ الْمُنْكَرِ. And there will be nothing more important, more attended to, more observed than what is evil and the evil deeds.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we listen to this, that means that we realize and see that a time will come where all those, and in fact maybe this is the time whereby good deeds are completely ignored, disliked, not given attention to. People who give attention to good deeds, who want to pray, who want to, fast, who want to stick to the principles of Islam are quickly termed as fundamentalists. And those who, are the outgoing people who drink, who enjoy life with all the evil deeds and perform, na'udhu billah, adultery, and, you know, have mixed gatherings, and also, unfortunately, perform certain crimes that are disregarded and that are disliked by Islam, they are counted as progressive. So you can see actually that happening today, and that is what is being propagated by the, you can say, the secular system and the materialistic system that exists, that's trying to take over and control the world. That is one of the prophecies, and we need to try and see where our position is in this quagmire and try to come out of it and help others to come out of this situation. Another thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions as a prophecy, he says, فَقَدْ نَبَذَ الْكِتَابَ حَمَلَتُهُ. Those who carried the book, who are charged with carrying and, taking care of the book, have thrown it behind. وَتَنْسَاهُ حَفَظَتُهُ. While the protectors of the book have forgotten it.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, here we are told of two groups of people. One of those people are those that have been charged with the book, and the other ones are those that have been charged, that have been asked to protect the book. Those who have been charged to, you know, to kind of carry that book, of course, include those communities, those societies that have accepted to take the book and apply in their lives, but they have left it. While there are those who have been told to protect the book, the scholars, the people of knowledge, those who have understood the Quran, but today you see that they are the ones that have forgotten the Quran. This is where the problem lies. If those who protect, if those who have been given the authority to take care of the book, to propagate the book, to remind the people about the book, if they are the ones that have forgotten, it's as if those people who are told to take care of a treasure have lost the key to the treasure, or they've forgotten that the treasure exists. Then who is going to open that treasure box for people to come and benefit from them? Who is going to spread that treasure that exists inside that place to give it to others so that they can benefit? The problem lies there. Those who have been given the opportunity to take care of the book. Those Muslim countries that claim today to be the ones that are taking care of the book of God. They claim that they are Muslims, that they are the followers of the book, that they are carrying the book of God. But today you see that in those very countries are the biggest supporters of illicit trade. They are the biggest supporters of problems and immoral character in the world. You can see it. They allow immoral character. They fund immorality. This is what has happened. While there are a few Muslim countries, maybe one country that we know of that is trying to apply the commandments of God, but that is the country, those are the people that are being sidelined and pointed out as people who are fundamentalists and wrong. This is a very painful scenario that we are facing today. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has told us about this ages ago, that we shouldn't become like that. It is our turn now to avoid this step, to kind of, take lesson from what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, and to not be amongst those that are ignoring the book of God, that have been charged with the book of God, but they are not applying it in the society and in the community. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to take care and protect the book of God by applying it in our lives and applying it in the society and spreading those true teachings to the people of the world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه